Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Sharks, my name is Ellie Brown.
And I'm her sister, Becca Nelson. We're asking for $100,000 for a 30% equity stake in our business, Everywheres.
Hang on to your notebook, Sharks, because we're about to show you where you can stick it. We design and manufacture wearable fabric sticker accessories that instant fun to any occasion, like our flagship product, the Sticky Tie.
Well, basically, a Sticky Tie makes an ordinary t-shirt extraordinary. They're reusable. They won't tear or lose their shape. Plain white t-shirt.
Party shirt.
Plain white t-shirt. Instant black tie formal.
And if you happen to spill something on them, they can be wiped clean and worn again and again and again. Okay, back to business.
Okay, the sport. Sharks, we have some samples that we've put together just for you.
They're going to put them on their tag.
Thank you very much.
Kevin?
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thank you, Ellen.
Mark.
I love this.
Nice.
What does it say, Lori?
It says I'm a hero, not a zero.
Hey, Lori, kiss me. I'm Croatian.
Come on, Lori.
That's cute.
What is that?
It's Kevin on money.
Not as really Benjamin like
this
Franklin.
This is going to be your best seller. There's no question about it.
Very cute.
I'm very proud of that.
What are the sales, Becca?
So to date, we have about $600,000 in sales from 2011 through 2014.
How about this year? What about this calendar?
This year is a different year for us.
Uh-oh.
Look how his stack came
this
down.
This is why we are here. Last year, we had major traction. We literally went up to $300,000. We sold into Party City, the Container Store, Steinmark.
And then tragedy
struck.
Are
you still in those stores? I just
Not
have to
tragedy.
Ask.
Well, we struggled with the rate of sell-through. Because it's such a brand new concept, that's part of the glory of it, but it's also a consumer awareness issue.
It got delisted.
They didn't take it off the shelves. It's actually selling through, just not at the speed that they would reorder.
So what will your sales be this year?
Right now we're on pace to do about 50,000 this year.
No.
Whoa.
But we haven't gotten to our pull up. We're trying to figure it out, guys. We went back in.
I think the market has spoken. They don't like it.
I don't think so.
Why are your sales only 50,000 this year?
Because we made a conscious decision at the end of the year to slow our engines down and figure it out. We decided to take our foot off the gas.
No.
Hold on, not completely off the gas.
Regroup.
Because it was time for 2014 to begin, and it's go fast, make your catalog, do this, get this, spend all the money going to the trade shows.
Becca, it's not working.
Think about it. You put it out there.
Yeah.
You had decreasing sales year after year. You're down to 50. Well, come on, you're down to 50,000.
That was because we chose to do that. We could have gone out and
nobody chooses
a bunch of
to see a business
when
die
you
a horrible
are self,
death.
Do you know what? We're from the South, and you know what we say in the South? Oh, bless his heart.
Bless his heart, then kick his butt.
No. You're going to zero.
Okay, well, let me just tell you.
Can I ask you, I have questions.
Ask her if she's going to zero.
What does this tie sell for at the retail?
Good.
Currently, they've been selling from $4.99 all the way up to
$7.99.
For one tie? For one tie. That's right.
$4.99.
They're reusable.
It is high.
Because it's something that you can reuse over and over again. The material itself is a premium sticker product.
Becca, just tell us what it costs you to make it.
We can get it down to 50 cents, packaged and ready to go.
Explain to me how this is made.
The material, it happens to be through an exclusive supplier of this material. It's patented, and so we have an agreement with this supplier.
You're the most expensive sticker in the party store. I'm not going to pay that kind of price for something I know I'm throwing out in the morning. I'm going to get stickers for 99 cents.
And then you're going to have something that in the end is peeling off, not staying stuck. And
I don't care. I throw it out.
Sticker.
It's dead. It's gone.
Nobody
cares. 99% of the market doesn't care about the fact it lasts a lifetime. Who cares?
You know, several years back, I invested in something very similar. And it was really difficult. People didn't want to reuse these things. That was the problem. I'm out.
I look at you, Ellie and Becca, as entrepreneurs that have gone through a 3-year process, the more time you spend on it, the more you're wasting your productive time because you're good enough and you've proven that you can build businesses, but you've got to have a better idea. This idea sucks. This is a howling dog from hell. I'm out.
Okay. Don't beat around the bush.
I respect your opinion, but we really do.
You must listen to me.
I'm your friend
here.
We want to be sponges. We want to learn from you guys.
You haven't learned
we
enough from your 3 years of issues.
I wonder if they're, like, can you write on them? Like, maybe, like, with a marker or something. If they could be repurposed to something like a dry erase board. And maybe they could be used in office products. You know what I mean? You know those sticky pads, you know, when you're going into a conference room or whatever and you're thinking through strategies. You have these big sticky pads that you could put on the wall that could be dry erasable. I wonder if they could repurpose the material, not for something that's kind of a tie, but maybe for something for office products that people can reuse and put on their cubicle or put on their office door, write a message, come back, erase it, because that would be something reusable and that'll be something that office and businesses may invest in. And so that would be something unique that I would think that they could probably use this for. But let's see where they go with it. Let's see.
Ladies.
Yes.
You love designing. But your eye's not on the business.
Work with us. Teach us. We'll learn.
I'm out.
Dang, Marbra.
Becca, reusable, rewearable, tear-proof, residue-free. Nobody cares. I'm out.
Aww. Okay, thank you, Robert.
Do you have a website and do you sell online? Because your name sucks.
What, everywhere's? Because you can rewear something.
It's so positive
sticky
today.
Ties. It's fantastic being here, guys. We realize
I know,
that we
right?
hit a hurdle, and we're wanting to jump over it. We're having so much fun doing it. We
okay, I'm going to make you an offer. Why?
Kevin is cruel.
Okay.
$200,000 for the entire business.
You want to bow now?
Four sharks are out. Mark is Ellie and Becca's last chance at making a deal for their wearable fabric sticker company, Everywhere's.
Okay, I'm gonna make you an offer.
Why?
Okay.
$200,000 for the entire business.
No, $200,000 to sell it out.
Because you guys are lost, right? You guys are designers. Where it makes sense, I'll contract you guys. You've got a nice little setup business. You've got access to retail. You have no idea what you're doing.
But I think by losing us in the process, you're losing part
I can still of contract you for your designs.
Mark, can't you set this up yourself for $100,000? What do you need this any of this for?
No, it would cost me more than that to set
Why?
It up.
Why?
Can we chat for a brief
sure.
second? Okay.
Wow, I would not chat too long.
Wow, he's gonna take
Are
the
you
whole
nuts?
Business.
It's a piece of crap.
Mark, it is a tough business.
It's a piece of crap.
You can just use it
for
just fabric
stuff. Oh, crap. You could do this for $50,000.
It's not a good deal. It's not a good deal. It's $200,000 and we're done. But you hear the feedback we got. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Okay.
Fabric stickers.
We could be home more with our kids and pay attention to them again. What are we doing? I don't even know what we're doing as we're walking in here. Okay. So,
I just want to set the table because it's
okay.
a very interesting moment in Shark Tank history. Everybody hates your business
and passed.
Give
away our company for
Then Mark looked at you and said, look, you have no value to me in the current configuration, but I'll buy the whole business, mm-hmm. so you have to make a decision. $200,000 for the whole business, pass everything over to Mark to run it. What are you going to do?
What would y'all do?
Well, I feel really great sadness right now because we really do love this. We put a lot into
it. They're gonna take the offer.
We have a ton to offer. So, because we do everything.
I'm
from,
really dirty.
I know, from,
Ellie. You don't wanna let it go.
I'm one of those stupid people. Right on TV.
Business is tough. Tears are not going to add any value.
No,
Kevin,
I don't want your sympathy. People.
Kevin, let them talk.
Come on.
Let them talk.
Kevin!
Right? Like, this has been 3 years of, you know, I think my daughter was in, she was 4 when we started this. You know, like, it's just, we've done a lot. And
we knew nothing about this. And it's, we've come so far.
And
to have
so
that
much.
Many retailers to say we love you and you guys are right, how can they be wrong?
Becca.
Yes.
I have total respect for what you've
done. I had to.
We just had to get off our chest.
It's your baby, and I respect it. That's why I haven't said a word. It's not an easy decision, and
it's
I respect that.
It's the time to let our baby go.
I think it is. I'm finna cry. Oh my gosh.
We'll do it.
Okay. Oh, with tears. Oh. Why they had to play the music like that?
So better than nothing. I'm gonna give you guys the good news, right? If I can take this and really turn it into something, I promise to take good care of your baby and do the best I can to raise it from the dead and turn it into something special.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you guys
All right,
so
guys.
Much.
Thanks.
Do you know what you're gonna be doing 24 hours from now? Crying big tears of relief. And you're gonna appreciate that you gave your kid to a great guy.
I sold my company for $5.7 billion, and I was sad when I sold it. For about a minute.
I think that's a little different, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Great ending. Wow.
Everybody had tears in their eyes, y'all. Like, they came on. They had a product. Oh, man. Okay. So Everywhere's came into the tank asking for $100,000 in exchange for 30% of their company. And then they got made fun of because they hadn't been making any money. And then the product was not working. Although I did not believe that they chose to only make $50,000. I don't think a business owner chooses just to make $50,000.
You know,
they just restrained themselves in a way that they knew that they couldn't afford to be spending money doing marketing and going to trade shows and doing that again in an effort to lose money in the end. And so I think that was just a decision that they ended up making. But they ended up coming to the tank and getting their business bought out by Mark Cuban. And then he said that he was going to use it for Maverick stickers, you know, and people would love to buy a sticker from the Mavericks or whatever, maybe get it autographed. I don't know. I wonder if you're able to write on them. That was my number one question. But Mark is thinking that people will, you know, want to keep a Mavericks sticker for eternity. You come back from the game and then you put it on your wall. You know, and maybe each time you go to the game, you get a different sticker. And then you come up with a wall of Maverick stickers or whatever that's going to last forever. And so I really do want to see what Mark was able to do with this company. And so y'all make sure y'all hit those links below in the description to see where Everywhere's went and what Mark ended up doing. And maybe we'll get a highlight story of what the ladies were able to do with the money. And so they each walk out of the tank, selling the business for $200,000. And so they each walk out the tank with $100,000 for each one. They came in, won $100,000 for their business, but they ended up banking $100,000 and being able to be at home. You know, I'm sure that's not, you know, it doesn't make up a lifetime of, you know, money or whatever, but I hope they went on to do something else with some creativity that they're able to have. So y'all make sure y'all hit those links below to see what they're doing now in 2022. Again, this was in 2014. And so I'm really going to be doing some research to see what these ladies are doing nowadays. And so make sure y'all check that out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Pride. A lot. The last thing I expect to do is to walk away from the company. I'm going to have a hard time sleeping tonight. It's really hard to know what to do in that moment.
But we're excited.
Yeah.
We're excited to see it go. We're really excited to see it go somewhere.